Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York. Today I want to talk a little bit about a movie I just saw recently and I was quite surprised by. The movie was called Freaks, not to be confused with that 1930 black and white film, but this is sort of in the vein of Firestarter, if you remember that Stephen King book and movie from the 80s with Drew Barrymore. It's sort of, you're in a world, modern day times, in which there are people that they call abnormals, freaks, and they have superpowers. And the movie, in essence, takes place not in sort of this macroverse, this whole world-esque thing. You get glimpses of this world through TV and things like that within the film, but it really takes place within a house and a father trying to protect his daughter. And it has, his daughter is becoming finally at her wit's end. You know, I think she's a 7-year-old girl in the movie. She wants to have a normal family. She wants to go out into the world. She wants to just get some ice cream, things like this. She develops this ability to control minds and to read minds from vast distances away, control minds from vast distances away. I mean, just, you know, in essence, there's no end to the scope of her power, as the movie leads us to believe. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about today in relationship to this movie is about creating monsters. There is this notion, you know, that we have in this world that there is a growth in white supremacy and these sort of things. And there has always been hatred. And there's always going to be hatred. There's no way we can eradicate the scourge from our world. There will be weeds amongst the wheat. But that doesn't mean we can't identify what the weeds are. And in this film, you see the impact of rejection and of the world and her neighbors calling this girl a freak that's pushing her to this extreme. And at the end, you're led to believe, like, does this person going to become a monster? You know, just being able to do crazy things within the scope of her powers. Hate produces more hate. And it is not something that even the sins that we inflict upon the world around us, and there's no such thing as sort of as a private sin. We are actors in this world. The world is a stage, and when we as sinners go out into the world and become consumed by our sin, we're impacting others. And in those structures that we build up, we can in turn create monsters. We see that with the mass shooting. Some people would call it an epidemic. I'm still waiting for the numbers to come in, but there seems to be a big rise in mass shootings. How are we living as a society together, and how are our structures of sin within that society producing things like these mass shooters? People that just sort of in a Joker-esque sense want to flip the whole thing upside down and just watch the world burn. One of the things I read about recently, well, this is more maybe a year ago, a book called The Boy Crisis, is these things are like suicide attempt from these guys. You know, they don't expect to live afterwards, and they want to go out with a bang. Life seems frivolous. And we as a society, how we live together, how we care for our neighbor, how we respond to each other, leaves impressions and can aid. At the end of the day, these men pull the trigger themselves, but we all play a role in that. And one of the things I've been telling people within the shrine I'm helping out at in parishes, I'm like, let us not fool ourselves that we could have easily become like these gunmen. You know, if we just had one bad day or a series of bad things happen, we could easily fall into that world of hate, of self-loathing, and of rejection of society and our neighbors as a whole. Hate, bigotry, labeling of the other, casting them out because of who they are, will only create monsters that will in turn destroy the world. And let's not kid ourselves that we play a role in the creation of those monsters. Just as Dr. Frankenstein created his monster, we too as a societal whole play some role in the monsters that come out of our society. So this is not a fun message. This is not an easy message, but I'm stewing more and more about this film because of the way this little girl grows up in the film. You see this movement of her desires and et cetera, and the impact of this hate around her because if she's abnormal. And I get it. You know, people could be afraid of her and her powers and stuff. So, but we just always have to be self-reflective. And out of that understanding of oneself, begin to act in the truth that has been given over to us by Jesus Christ. That we are all sinners, that we all are called to become reconciled in Him by the power of the Spirit in order to give praise to the Father. It's in Him that there is unity. It's in Him that the barriers of division are torn down. Now, my brothers and sisters, as we go throughout this day and throughout this week, let's just spend some time pondering what we are doing in our localized neighborhoods. What are we doing to build bridges in a healthy sense by the power of the Spirit with our neighbors? How do we care? How are we setting examples? Do we see isolation of men in our area? How are we bridging out to help them become integrated into society? These are not easy questions, but they're questions that we need to ask nonetheless. If we're expecting just for things to change from top down, it's not going to happen. Subsidiarity is still a reality of the moral life of the church. Having that sort of governing ability at the local, most concretized level of society. So as this movie got me thinking, I just wanted to share these thoughts with you. Hopefully they aid you in reflecting about how you can help do your own part in aiding up the life of the communities in which you reside in. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm very grateful for your time. If you like what you hear on my podcast today, make sure to click that subscribe button and that little heart icon if you're listening on a platform that has that option. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my blog posts, my Catholic Stand articles, YouTube channel. You can sign up for my newsletter, follow me on other social media links through there. A whole smorgasbord of goodness, I hope, for your spiritual life. That, again, is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.